Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Do you know how to find the right oil for your car? Now you can find out quickly and easily online, thanks to Castrol's Rego to Oil tool. Simply type in your Rego, select your state, and within seconds you'll know the best Castrol products to unlock the edge of performance in your car. So what's your car best suited to? Just search Rego, the number 2, and oil, and find out.
A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
Great to have you with me, Aaron Noonan here. Castrol Supercars Weekly coming to you from V8 Sleuth headquarters in Melbourne, in Australia, on this Friday, on what is an exciting end of the week, exciting weekend. Supercars back in New Zealand, in Taupo, for the very first time. And you know what? They've already run. Practice is complete for Friday. And here is what's happened today. Actually, if you don't want to know the results, if you've recorded it and want to watch it when you get home, maybe just tune out. Come back to this podcast a little bit later. Don't say I didn't warn you. But for those who are good to go and want to know what's happened, practice is complete. A 90-minute single session today at Taupo for the 24 Repco Supercars Championship drivers. I'm going to run through the order for you in just a moment. But don't forget, before I give you the order, you really need to check out Castrol's Rego to Oil on its website. You'll instantly know the best Castrol products to unlock the edge of performance in your car. Just search Rego, the number 2, and oil, and find out more. Right, who was where? Who was fast? Who did what where? In 90 minutes, it's Ford 1, 2, and 3. Chas Mostert for Walkinshaw Andretti United is fastest in Taupo, 1 minute 26.49, 0.03 of a second faster than the first of the Kiwis, Matt Payne in the Penrite Grove Mustang. Will Davison third for Dick Johnson Racing, 0.05 away from the time of Chas Mostert. There was 1.4 seconds across the field, 1 second across the top 23, and less than 0.4 covering the top 14. On a minute 26 lap, that is really quite tight. No major dramas, no major concerns today, no one crashing or having any major consideration dramas. But who else was where? Top Chevy? Red Bull, you reckon? Nope. Maybe Nick Percat, who won the last race at Albert Park? Nope. James Golding for Premier Newlon, fourth fastest and best of the Chevys, less than a tenth away from Chas Mostert's time. Will Brown, car 87, fifth fastest. Andre Heimgartner next for Brad Jones Racing. Then Anton Di Pasquale, seventh. Jackson Evans, another of the Kiwis, in eighth. David Reynolds and Nick Percat rounded out the top 10. So, where's Brock Feeney, I guess you're asking? 21st was the number 88 Red Bull Ampol car. Where was Brody Kostecki, big talking point, reigning champion, returning to Erebus Motorsport, the number 1 Camaro, running with that number at a race event for the first time? Notice I said race event because they tested with that number on the car with Todd Hazelwood at the start of the year. Brody Kostecki, 12th fastest for Erebus today, 0.3 away from the pace, 126.82 for him. His teammate Jack LeBrock was a couple of spots back in 15th. So outside the 10, Cam Waters was 11th, of course, fresh back from his truck debut at Martinsville. Brody 12th, Thomas Randall 13th, then Tim Slade, LeBrock 15th, Mark Winterbottom 16th from Ryan Wood, Macaulay Jones with the Wendy's Burger Camaro. No Pizza Hut for him. He's covering all the takeaway food groups this year. Macca was 18th, Richie Stanaway 19th from Cam Hill, Feeney, as I mentioned, 21st, and down the back, Bryce Fullwood 22nd, which is a long way off where the other BJR cars were at the other end of the field, and the Blanchard duo, James Courtney and Aaron Love, round out the field, 23rd, 24th, at the end of play today. So one big long session today, and of course, because of the nature of the flyaway round, It's not a case of using the tyre bank that they would normally do. Everyone's got fresh rubber because of the way that it has to be to get stuff in and out of New Zealand. You can't go taking used tyres over there. Now, wet weather is expected for Taupo tomorrow, so that's going to be interesting. There's a bunch of different surfaces on this track, so that will be interesting too if it rains. And it's sounding like, from everything we're hearing, that the forecast is predicting wet weather for tomorrow. Crowd today at Taupo, really big. Lots of packed grandstands. Kiwi fans pumped to have supercars back in their neck of the woods. And the track to town yesterday was sensational. I've seen some of the vision and some of the imagery. Huge turnout. A few burnouts letting rip from a few drivers there. I think James Courtney managed to sneak in a few along the way there. More than a few, just quietly. Now, the format for this weekend, we need to take you through this before you get into your Saturday and Sunday of supercars viewing. So it's 200 kilometres of racing on each of the days. Qualifying session, top 10 shootout race, no fuel drop in Taupo. Fantastic that that's been dumped. Opens it up, gives us an opportunity for teams to play the game in a bit of a different way. So tomorrow, qualifying Saturday, is at 10:20 local time. That's 8:20 Australian Eastern Standard Time in my neck of the woods. The shootout is 12 o'clock local time in New Zealand at Taupo. That's 10 a.m. in Australia. And the race is 1:05 p.m. Australian Eastern Time, which is 3:05 local time. Time certain finish is 2:53 Australian Eastern Standard, 4:53 local time in New Zealand. Same times on Sunday for the race then. Qualifying, though, a little bit later, 8:45 a.m. Australian Eastern, that's 10:45 local, and the shootout is at 10:25 Australian Eastern, which is, of course, 12:25 local time. If you didn't get all that, head to our v8sleuth.com.au website, go to our Ryko race guide, I nearly tripped over that, and you'll get all the details that you need for this weekend. TV viewing, it's on Fox Sports and KO in Australia. Live, it's on Sky Sports for our Kiwi fans as well. And there will be late night highlights for Australian viewers on Channel 7 and 7 Plus. Don't go looking at the times. Just set the recorder and probably watch it the next day because it's very, very late. Greg Murphy's back as part of the broadcast team with all the regulars this weekend too. So great to see Murph, who knows Taupo very, very well, part of the telecast. So there you go. We're off and rolling with Taupo. Quick one too before I go. If you're at the track this weekend, grab a copy of the official program for the ITM Taupo Super 400. We've produced that program for supercars. It's got a bunch of great reading in it that'll keep you really busy. It's available from the official merchandise outlets at the track this weekend. There's very limited numbers, so don't miss out. It's a must-have collectible from your trip to the supercars. Right, I'm done. That's Castrol Supercars Weekly for another week. I'm Aaron Noonan. I'll be back again next week with plenty more news, notes and quotes from the Repco Supercars Championship. In the meantime, I'm going to be looking forward to parking up on the couch and enjoying all the action. Make sure you log on to the V8 Sleuth website for the latest in news and info from this weekend's round, and I will chat to you all very, very soon. Have a great day. Do you know how to find the right oil for your car? Now you can find out quickly and easily online, thanks to Castrol's Rego to Oil tool. Simply type in your Rego, select your state, and within seconds you'll know the best Castrol products to unlock the edge of performance in your car. So what's your car best suited to? Just search Rego, the number 2, and oil, and find out.